I'm relying on for a weather report in Mount Vernon is Illinois Supreme Court Justice David Overstreet. First off, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Tom. Good morning.
You know, so how far, how do you like the job? Because we all have expectations, and when we get there, they're different. So how are your expectations different? You enjoy the job?
I love it. I'm very honored to be able to serve everyone in this capacity, and so I'm just very grateful to be able to do what I do.
You know, it was interesting because I called David recently and asked him to come on because I'd been reading, a decision that I'd been watching in particular pretty closely about using campaign funds for legal fees. Am I missing it? I mean, have you written other decisions? Because I know that was a big one, but I was looking for that, and I'm not always looking. Have you written some other big decisions, David?
I've probably authored, I'm going to say, 8 or 9 decisions, possibly more over the past year. The court meets 5 times a year, 2-week terms, and generally I will be the author of a couple of cases per term, so I've already served, 7 terms, so maybe 14 cases or so.
Yeah. Anything else? You think anything else to jump out that you've written a decision on?
Well, we've had a case not too long ago about BIPA. You know, the collection of data and you know whether or not that applies to in certain cases such as work comp, and I wrote a decision on that, and had numerous cases, but anyway, I guess they're all big to the parties involved.
Well, that's true. I mean, there was a reason why there's certain things that I'm watching and others that I kind of push off because we prioritize, and if it's you, it's always important. And I think I know I have taken for granted that the Supreme Court does more than rule on this law or that law, that you run the court system. I think COVID gave us a bit of an education on that. Because the Supreme Court authors the rules. You take the rules from the CDC or the Illinois Department of Public Health, and you implement them in every courtroom or tell them how they're going to implement them in every courtroom in Illinois. It's a big job.
Yes, Supreme Court has supervisory authority over all the courts in Illinois, and it's impressive how the courts and, particularly the trial courts responded when COVID hit. I was not on the Supreme Court at that time, March of 2020, I came aboard in December 2020, but immediately the Supreme Court, guided the courts in pivoting toward remote access, greater remote access, where courts, people could not appear in court, but they, Zoom technology took off. Again, I give all the credit to the judicial stakeholders at the local level for their ability to pivot and serve the public. And, we've got technology that we're using now that, hopefully we're more back to normal, yet we've learned how to use technology where we don't have to have people come to court for every status here, for example. Right. And when, there's problems with people making it to court, we can utilize the Zoom technology. Of course, we still want to, we have jury trials and evidentiary hearings, live is best.
And you've got video, and then of course the origin of the story before you were on the Supreme Court was the court's decision about testing video cameras in courtrooms.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, big stuff.
Which, that was something that was in the works before, again, I'm just very proud of everyone involved who done their best to bring make sure that folks had access to justice during the pandemic and now beyond.
Now, there's in particular, when I was talking about courts having more responsibility outside of just sitting there in the robes and making decisions about big cases, it was interesting because the Illinois Supreme Court announced last week establishing something new, the Commission for Elder Law. What is the point of this, and why did this come up?
The issue of how the elderly people are treated, and you know, with more people, you know, living longer and experiencing more issues of dementia. This issue has been studied here the last few years, and after a report that the court received back in September, actually, and I was on the court then. There was a commission on elder justice that gave a report to the court back in September. As a result of that, and the fact that, for example, we received statistics that more than 1 in 9 people age 65 plus has Alzheimer's dementia. There's greater, more folks are being abused and exploited due to their age and dementia, and with these type of statistics and you know that we become aware of, we decided to create a commission on elder law for this commission to gather information regarding attempts to defraud seniors in Illinois and make recommendations for judicial branch policies and Supreme Court rules, look at the rules concerning attorneys representing the elderly and serving as guardian ad litem, and whether or not we need to change the qualifications for those serving in those capacities, and look at what other states are doing in respect to their laws and their approaches to tackling elder law issues.
And see, this is interesting because even listening to you speak, I just came through the funnel on this. See, I'm thinking this involves the Supreme Court, but it doesn't. You just talked about new technology and saying, okay, you can make your appearance by Zoom. We'll just hypothetically say it's during COVID, okay? You can make your appearance during Zoom, and grandma or granddad says, I don't even know what Zoom is. There's cognitive failure. They've been scammed. Who can testify on their behalf? So this could be something that literally advice given by this commission could literally implemented in any courtroom in the state of Illinois. See, I just came through the funnel on this.
True. I mean, technology, those issues, they all come together, and it certainly would affect the representation of elders as well.
And you know, and say, look, I just got scammed on my Social Security check. I just got scammed on whatever. How do I go about that, even being able to just explain that in and of itself, how to start that investigation and who can help? I can almost hear that there'd be a CASA for older adults, you know, when you think about it. I know we've got some programs like that. So how long do they have? They have a deadline on this, David?
This has just started. In fact, I was communicating with Judge Eric Dernbeck, judge in the Second Circuit, and I noticed that he has been appointed to this commission. He said they have not met yet, but they're just getting started now. So what will happen is the commission, it's got, looks like probably 15 or so people, some judges, some attorneys, and it looks like some folks who are not attorneys serving on this as well. I imagine they'll get started. We will, let's see, it's April now. Probably the court will hear back from them and, periodically, maybe in 6 months to see, what progress has been made, and then we'll hear an annual report. So I believe this is a long-term effort that, is just getting started now.
Supreme Court Justice David Overstreet. David, I really appreciate you coming on. People say, why didn't you ask him about this? Why didn't you ask him about that? There are a lot of things we really can't talk about because, it's like the good example is this campaign funds for legal fees. That could be challenged. That could end up back in court. So there's a lot of things we chose not to talk about this morning because there's still work to be done. And we can't interfere with David's work to do that. And I appreciate the fact that you trusted me enough to come on the air live and knew that I wouldn't step on your toes, David. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom. And, I'll come back anytime. Hopefully, maybe in a few months, come back and we'll talk about a few more things that are going on in the court system in Illinois.
You know what I think, David, over these last few 2 years? I think the courts have taken a new place in my priority list. And I always knew, equal but separate. But, you know, the role of the courts, I think, has maybe gone underappreciated. But when we've become in such a polarized society, the courts are just going to become increasingly important. So, you know, I think you've got your work cut out for you in the future.
Well, again, I'm honored to be able to serve in this capacity, and I welcome the challenges ahead.
It's now 7:32.